Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 3. Today's reading we will start in verse 1 and end on verse 11. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, "Whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. Watch out for those dogs, those people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. For we who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put no confidence in human effort, though I could have confidence in my own effort if anyone could. Indeed, if others have reason for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. I was circumcised when I was 8 days old. I am a pure-blooded citizen of Israel and a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a real Hebrew if there ever was one. I was a member of the Pharisees, who demand the strictest obedience to the Jewish law. I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church, and as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ, for God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead." Once again, that was Philippians chapter 3 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. What are your trophies? What are the accomplishments that you value above all? Paul had trophies, the highest honors in his culture. When he hit rock bottom, it was the best thing that happened to him. He realized that his trophies were worthless. Nothing is more important than knowing Christ. Church planting, evangelism, and writing letters were not new trophies that drove Paul forward. His first passion was to know Christ more. Paul was even willing to suffer and die to be closer to Christ. As long as you pursue the trophies of culture, you miss out on the life that is true life. There truly is nothing greater than knowing Christ, not just knowing a few things about him, but really knowing him and being known by him. The best thing that can happen is when we consider our trophies garbage and pursue Christ, then we will shine with his life. This is how Paul radiated joy, even in prison. Here are some things to ponder during your personal meditation and prayer time and for the rest of the day. Think about the passions and pursuits of your life. Are you pursuing Christ or your own trophies? How can you turn your passions to know Christ more and more? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.